ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It's time to talk TV with Wenli Ma. Wenli, good morning.
Hello.
Now, an aging comic trying to stay relevant walks into a bar with an ambitious young writer. It may be the start of a bad joke, but it's also the premise for the biting comedy series Hacks, which returns for its third season on TV after an extended break. Let's have a quick listen.
Some of your more problematic material, it's gaining traction.
Okay, which minority group is upset?
I don't think minority is the proper term anymore.
What are they called?
No, don't say they.
Oh, I thought everybody was they now.
It's a different thing.
Now, Wenli, I have to out myself as a bit of a fan of this show, and I saw some of the advertising on bus stops in the past few weeks, and I thought, is it really another series? Have you had a look at it?
Yeah, I have. I've seen the first few episodes, and I'm so glad to hear that you're a fan as well, because I really like this show. So if you haven't seen it before, it's won a lot of awards, so it is acclaimed. People like it. It stars Jean Smart as a comedian who, you know, has been around for many decades, and at the start of the series, she's losing her power, her cultural relevance. She's, you know, got a Las Vegas show, but no one's really talking about her. Her audience are the rusted-on ones who've been coming to see her for yonks and yonks. And so she hires this young writer from LA, and it is initially this clash of generations. You know, she's a millennial working with a boomer, and you did hear a little bit of that clip, that dynamic of like, well, you know, times have changed. Things that you thought was maybe funny then maybe isn't funny now. But also still, you know, there are things about comedy that is universal, that is everlasting. But what it kind of morphed into, the show, was actually this really interesting story about these two women who are born so far apart, and how they find that common ground, and how their loneliness connects them, and what happens when you actually find that compassion in someone opposite you while at the same time still having all this conflict. So the thing with season three is, because, and I don't think this is a huge spoiler, but let's just say at the end of the second season, Deborah Vance, who is played by Jean Smart, finds this success, and all of a sudden now she has to contend with what's it like to actually be where you want to be. Like, what happens then when
careful
you get
what
you want?
Yeah.
and it's, you know, it's a matter of like, A, all of a sudden, yeah, of course, she's on the time 100 as she always expected to be. But at the same time, you're like, well, there is still all of these other things she wants. When can you stop chasing that dream?
It's fantastic. The first two series, yeah, I really enjoyed that clash, but also with the power imbalance, the writer can never leave. You think, surely she's going to walk out on this dreadful woman. Of course, she can't go for financial and other reasons. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And at one stage, she ended up taking Deborah's phone to a waxworks museum and using the facial recognition so she could get rid of a message, which was fantastic. Is it as good season three as one and two?
It really is, because I think it's just an incredible balance between things that are genuinely laugh out loud funny, because I think sometimes we get comedies in 2024 in the last few years that are kind of very chuckle worthy and very smart. But
this
you
is
don't,
funny.
This is funny, funny. Mm. But also it has so much pathos, because I think those two characters are so well written and also those performances are really, really great. Jean Smart's won an Emmy for this.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, and you just kind of go, why can't we make more of these shows? But there's so many great guest stars coming in the third season as well. Christina Hendricks, Christopher Lloyd, Tony Goldwyn, Helen Hunt plays this network executive who is just kind of insane. It's really, really funny. I'm so glad to see it back, because it's been a couple of years. It did get affected by the writer's strike and the actor's strike. So thank God for Hacks.
I'm looking forward to season three. Also out this week is The Idea of You. It's a rom-com starring Anne Hathaway. Tell me about this one.
This is interesting, because it is very, very anticipated. When the trailer dropped, and it's a streaming movie, a few weeks ago, it went completely nuts on both YouTube and on social media platforms, because it's based on this 2017 book by Robin Lee. It is a rom-com. So the premise is Anne Hathaway is a 40-year-old divorced single mum, and she has a teenage daughter, and she takes her to Coachella, which is this big music festival in the US. And there she accidentally meets this guy called Hayes, and it turns out he is a member of a boy band, and they just hit it off. So it's a bit of a May-December romance. He's 20. 24, she's 40, and it is about, you know, a normie who meets a famous person and how does that go. What's interesting is that when the book was written in 2017, the author did eventually admit she based the boy band character a little bit on Harry Styles, a little bit on Prince Harry, and a little bit on her ex-boyfriends. And of course, in that time since, while it's not the exact dynamic, you know, we had Harry Styles and date an older woman, Olivia, forgot her surname already, but you did see this incredible kind of toxic online discourse around the fact that she was older than him. She was demonized. There were so many cruel, unkind comments written about her. And there are points in this movie where it does go down that subplot a little bit, and you see all these comments come up. And I actually did think, wow, I wonder if the filmmakers use the real life comments that were actually said by people. So it does become, it is like this frothy romance and rom-com, and you know, it's funny and it's wish fulfillment, but at the same time there is this edge about like, how do we kind of you know, consider women who go out with men who are younger than them? Because I think that is a conversation that is still really fraught. It doesn't have the same dynamics when the genders are reversed. It's really interesting, but at the same time, like, I'm not sure the idea is great. The premise is great. I think the execution's a little bit wobbly. There were moments where I was like, well, this is all very predictable. And, you know, I actually love rom-coms, but it's the genre I am disappointed by the most, because I think sometimes there's just really lazy filmmaking in it. This isn't that bad, but I do think it could have been a little bit sharper.
In my head, Anne Hathaway is still only 25 anyway, so I'm going to have troubles with that. I can't believe she's playing characters that age.
Wild, because The Princess Diaries seemed like it was 2 years ago.
Exactly. Just briefly, run us through what else we should be looking out for this week.
Yeah, there's a historical drama, detective series actually, called Shard Lake. It is set in Tudor England, and it is about someone who goes and solves crimes while kind of working for Thomas Cromwell. Interestingly, the author of the book, C.J. Sansom, actually died about 3 or 4 days ago, so they didn't get to see the series come out for everyone else to, you know, really take in the story. There is a adaptation of a Tom Wolfe novel, A Man in Full, that's on Netflix this week. It stars Jeff Daniels and is created by David E. Kelly. The Tattooist of Auschwitz is on Stan this week. It is set in the concentration camp. It's a romance as well. It's a lot of big emotions. I think you probably do have to be in the right mood for it. Welcome to Wrexham is back for its third season. This is the series with Ryan Reynolds and Rob McEnany buying the Welsh football team. And finally, there is Unfrosted, which is a Jerry Seinfeld starring and directing and co-written movie about the origin story of Pop-Tarts.
Okay, I can't believe some of these things get funded. Just so we don't get in trouble, Wenli, where can we see Hacks season 3?
Hacks is on Stan.
And The Idea of You?
The Idea of You is on Amazon Prime.
Yep, and Tattooist of Auschwitz?
That is also on Stan. Shard Lake is on Disney, and Unfrosted is on Netflix.
There we go. We've got through it all. Wenli, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
That's Wenli Ma there, the culture editor for The Nightly.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.